John Taylor joins us from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street. John may have an idea about Black Friday. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Walmart says tomorrow's going to be their version of Black Friday for the spring. And, of course, it is the first day of spring. Aren't we really glad about that? Yesterday, the market took an unexpected, significant turn downward, and it happened just exactly at the time that Janet Yellen was telling us what the Fed was going to do. The market was pretty much flat, but the Dow ended up closing down 114 points. All of it happened in the afternoon session. NASDAQ down 25, S&P down 11 points. Futures down about 30 points this morning before the market opens. Well, what happened? Well, the first thing that happened is the Fed did exactly what everybody knew they were going to do. That is, they tapered. They cut back another $10 billion on their bond buying. And everybody expected that, but what they didn't expect was some of the comments that Janet Yellen made in her first ever press conference as the new chairperson of the Federal Reserve. Some people say that what they did was they tweaked their forward guidance. Let's talk about what that means. It really means this. It means that the prospect of interest rates rising may be sooner rather than later. In fact, what the Fed said was they were going to change the criteria that they use for determining when they will raise interest rates, that is, on the short end of the interest rate maturity curve. They say they no longer will depend as much on that their target, which was 6.5% unemployment, that they will now, quote, take into account a wide range of information. Now, the benchmark rate has been at 0.25%, basically zero, since 2008. 10 of the 16 voting members of the FOMC say that they expect that short-term benchmark rate to be at 1% by the end of 2015. So here's what this really means in English. If the Fed continues to cut $10 billion each time that they meet, they will be down to zero on their quantitative easing by August. Janet Yellen said that it might be as short as 6 months after that when they begin to raise short-term interest rates. So that means that sometime maybe as early as 2015 we would see rates rise, and maybe as much as 1% by the end of the year. The market didn't like that, and it took a sharp dive. Now, let's talk about this bad weather thing. We continue to talk about how everybody in the world, all companies, et cetera, using the bad weather that we've had as an excuse for poor performance. Well, how about this? General Mills says it's affected cereal sales. I mean, okay, really? General Mills says that their profit was at 3%. However, their revenue was down 1.2%. Their retail sales, now they also do institutional sales and international sales, but their retail U.S. sales were down 2%. They attribute that to, once again, the bad weather. I don't know. I think you still eat cereal even if you're cooped up because of the weather. We just got numbers from the government related to unemployment claims, people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. We talk about that every Thursday morning. A pretty good number, 320,000. That's only up 5,000 over what it was last week at 315, and about 5,000 below what the, quote, experts were expecting. And here's an interesting situation, Cintas. Now, of course, they have a significant operation here in Fort Smith, but you may not know who they are. They're based in Cincinnati. They provide, among other things, uniforms to over 1 million businesses. And they say that their net income is up 13%, revenue up about 5%. And they say, quote, despite the impact of severe weather, there we are again, but if 1 million businesses are using more uniforms and more of their services, maybe that's a precursor of what's to come. Lastly, Walmart says that Black Friday is coming back tomorrow. Here's what they say. A spokesman for Walmart says, quote, nobody does Black Friday better than Walmart, and we're bringing that same philosophy to our new outdoor living, lawn, and garden event. So starting tomorrow, which they're calling Black Friday for the spring, through March the 29th, Walmart says they're going to offer 30 to 50% off of lawnmowers, patio furniture, outdoor grills, flowers, potting soil, sheds, and other things. They also say they will match any competitor's price at the register. They're trying, of course, combat that they've had four consecutive quarters of decline in same-store sales in the United States. But if I were Home Depot and Lowe's, I might wake up and take notice about the fact that Walmart's bringing Black Friday to the spring.
I think so. Karen will be interested in the flowers and plants that are going to be on sale. John, thank you.
Take care, Bill.
All right. John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street. He can help you with some of your ideas, possibly, and maybe something he brought up during the broadcast. The phone number, of course, you can visit with him at 820 South 21st Street right here in Fort Smith, or you could call him 479-782-2527.